Good morning. It is Tuesday morning. Party Line, the Tuesday edition. Shan Sheridan with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Bringing you in with a little bit of the Eagles, Already Gone. Now, that was a good song. The Eagles, now, not everybody, that was not necessarily their cup of tea, but I like the Eagles. They have some pretty good stuff. Anything in the 70s, that's what I say. Melissa always knows which ones to pick. So, hey, it is a good morning looking out the outside the welty weather window. That's what we used to call it. Looks like partly cloudy skies, 46 degrees right now. Let's say partly sunny skies. I like that better. Today, mostly high with a high near 74, breezy. Then tonight, we're looking at dropping to 58. And then tomorrow, going to be right back up at the 74. So, hey, we're going to take it. 79 for Thursday, Friday 75, and Saturday, we're going to drop a little bit down to 69. So, but at least nice weather, partly sunny conditions the rest of the week. Every once in a while, maybe a pop-up, they're telling us, on Wednesday. But who knows? And who says? Hey, we want to thank our sponsors. By the way, we've got a great show for you today. At top of the hour, 9 o'clock, got Kathy Martin coming in. We're going to be talking about mental wellness and healthy communities of Clinton County. Tom Jameson on the way soon to be on the air talking about the SHARP program. And we're excited about all the things that they're doing. And I'll let him explain more of that. But real quick, TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now. 24/7, welovebigdeals.com. The big deal today, $25 gift certificate for only $12.50 to Sassy Salon in Delphi. I know Ann over there. She's a great gal. And Sassy's, they'll take good care of you over there. $12.50 for a $25 gift certificate to make you more glamorous. Lord knows. I don't know if it's glamorous. I need a lot more than that. So, Tom joining me now. Tom, I heard you chuckle, Tom.
Yeah, you're about as glamorous as I can stand.
Okay, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, bringing us all of our online news around the area, the region, locally, everything local. WILO Party Line online telecast at HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Sheep's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters. I'll be seeing a lot of them here shortly. Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marchand's Window Tinting, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, Lenin's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. All these folks helping us each and every day bring you the Party Line, but not just Party Line. We're also bringing you the online telecast, Hoosierland telecast, including boys baseball. That's tonight, 5 o'clock, Rossville, taking on Clinton Central, hosting Clinton Central tonight in a conference game there. Tuesday, April 21st, that's today, 5 o'clock tonight, Rossville and Clinton Central at Rossville. You don't want to miss that. And also, we got a lot of things going on tonight as well. The Crossing in Frankfort, big news, Frankfort ice cream, free ice cream is on us. Looking for a sweet treat and a brighter future, The Crossing is hosting Two Crossing Connects ice cream socials, and the entire community is invited. The first one is tonight, 5:30 to 7 at Prairie Creek Park, and then the second one will be Thursday, May 14th at the Frankfort Neighborhood Center. So a little bit of ice cream from your favorite ice cream place, Glover's. Delicious food. We added food to this whole deal, okay? So there's going to be some walking tacos, some raffles, so it'll be a lot of fun. And you get to learn about the Crossing and really some important work that's being done there at the Crossing. So make sure that you get over for that. And then tonight, also, School Age Special Earth Day Fun on Michigan Road, Tuesday, April 21st at 5 p.m. A lot of stuff going on you can go over to the Michigan Road Library. Students K through 6, no registration. It's all free. Learn about Earth Day. All that right here. So don't ever say there's nothing happening. You can go to a baseball game. You can go get some free ice cream. Or you can go learn about Earth Day all tonight. That's just on a Tuesday. Can't imagine what's going to happen over the weekend. Joining me now, we mentioned Tom earlier, but Tom Jameson. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Shan. Good to be here.
Thanks for the invitation. Well, I had to get all of the, you know how we are.
But it's exciting to hear what's happening in the community.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on.
And, something for everyone. And
that's right.
And it's going to be a beautiful evening. Springtime, no reason to be sitting at home.
Yeah, we're going to be dipping ice cream at Prairie Creek Park. It'll be a lot of fun for folks to come out there and get a little ice cream.
Good stuff. What flavors are you serving?
I think we're going to go the basics, vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry. Might sneak something else in there, but I think we're going to go...
Something glovery?
Well, every time we try to be a little different, somebody says, well, I just wanted plain vanilla. Oh, okay.
Hey,
well,
don't knock plain vanilla.
I know, you're a vanilla person. That's okay. Hey, I love our vanilla. It's 12% milk fat, and it's good stuff. And, you got some good stuff going on, the Sharp program.
It's that time of year, yeah.
So let's get into it with really what Sharp is. Because some people may be tuning in and going, okay, are they like Sharpies? What are you talking about, the Sharp program?
Sharp is Clinton County's best-kept secret, I think.
I would agree with that.
This is our 10th year, and really it's in the name. SHARP stands for Senior Homeowners Assistance for Repair Program. It's an initiative of the city and the county to help senior homeowners who qualify under a grant guideline that's offered through the Federal Home Loan Bank of Indianapolis, access funds to get rehabilitative work done on their home. So these are big ticket items, things like a roof, windows, exterior doors, siding, furnace, air conditioning, or to address accessibility modification issues. So changing a bathtub to a step-in shower or widening doorways, putting a ramp on a home. The goal is to help senior homeowners attend to these issues in their home so that they can age in place safely and comfortably, and to honor the fact that many of these homeowners have been a part of the community for years and years and years, and we just love that they've retained their home in Frankfort and Clinton County, and this is a way to honor them, bless them, and help them attend to some of these needs.
Well, and that is so true that so many people would love to be able to just stay in their home. They don't. Don't want to go. Because you start having those conversations with family. You really ought to be.
And my brother, going, I know it.
But the person on the other end may be going, well, if I just didn't have to worry about that roof, or if I just didn't have to deal with that those windows that are leaking, and if I didn't have to worry about the trip hazards, because that's, to me, that's another great thing about Sharp. You guys kind of evaluate and do an assessment of some of those things, too.
Yeah, so that's part of my role. So the city and county brought me on just to, I don't work for the city and county as an employee, but just work with them to be able to provide that extra set of eyes that help folks see, here are some things that maybe you could be attending to that are going to help you be able to stay here, again, safely and comfortably in your home. And to keep the home value up, it's a boon for the community to see homes being attended to, getting a new roof, getting new siding. It keeps that house value up, but also impacts the houses around you in a neighborhood.
Right.
And then we try to use local contractors so that we're building up that part of our community, the business. So win-win-win all the way around.
Well, you mentioned the economic impact, and that is so true, because if you go through any community, you're going to see homes that once were very outstanding, I would even say glorious, in the sense that in their era that, the lawns were manicured. But you can see, as the owners have aged, so has sometimes the property has not quite kept up with it. So, and this program allows for that property owner that qualifies, and we'll talk about that here in just a minute, but the property owner that qualifies, it gives them that peace of mind and assurance that some of these bigger things, they can focus on some of the smaller things if some of these bigger things are off their plate. Because I know if I'm sitting there going, man, I need a new roof, but I can't afford a new roof. What am I, you know, but yet I've got, and why do I want to even worry about the roof? Why do I want to be worried about the shrubbery?
It kind of sucks the life out of you when you've got those big ticket items that can drain you. So it...
So what's the conversation like when you're first initiating this and someone maybe is calling you to find out more information or you go to their home? How does that kind of walk us through a conversation?
So really, I want to make sure that the program is going to work well for the homeowner and the homeowner is going to fit the program. Mm. And so we have a conversation about what SHARP is, and it is a partnership between the city, the county, the Federal Home Loan Bank. That's where the money comes from, but it comes through the Farmers Bank. And so the Farmers Bank is a key player in having this be a part of our community. And it is a grant. So like any grant, it as long as the money is used for what we apply for, the homeowner never has to pay that money back. It's not counted as income. There's no tax on it. There's no lien put on your home. It really is free money in the sense that a grant is to be used for that. The only caveat is you just have to wait 5 years after you have receive the grant to apply for it again or become eligible to apply for it again. And so we sit down and we walk through those grant guidelines. So residency, do you own your home? Mm. You have to own your home. It can't be on a land contract or a rental or something like that. Yes, you can have a mortgage or reverse mortgage or a line of credit. That's okay. That doesn't disqualify you. So you need to own your home. You need to live in the home.
That's probably a good idea.
Because that's really the intention.
I got 19 riddles.
And that's, unfortunately, we've got some folks who this would, they'd love to be able to use that. Then we look at who's living in the home with you, because the bank requires that the income guidelines be met on the basis of who is living in the home.
Okay.
So if it's just you or you and your spouse in the home, then that becomes the basis for the income qualification.
Okay.
But a lot of times we have a child or a grandchild or some family members who are living in the home as well, and that has to be taken into consideration.
So if there is income there, their revenue, that's...
Correct. Okay. Yeah, and that's just to keep the program fair across the board, because we're talking all of Indiana and Michigan that is being covered by this program.
Little Johnny, I'm having a conversation with you. I'm going to kick you out tonight. I want to qualify.
Some creative conversations with folks. I don't want to be the reason for someone living on the street corner next week.
Well, maybe little Johnny.
Because I want to get gutters
old,
on my house. Yeah. But it really is a good opportunity to have conversation about some of those issues. But then once we can establish that, then we do look at the income guidelines. And that really is the kicker. This program is meant for a certain segment of our community who are on fixed income, and that fixed income puts them at what the bank defines as 80% of the average median income, the AMI in the community. And for Clinton County, that currently is about, we're waiting for the new numbers, they'll come out May 1st, but it is about, for a single person living in a home, that income level would be about $50,000. For a couple, it's about $57,000, and then it kind of goes on from there. And so one of the first things we do is sit down and we get down and dirty about what's your gross income, and that's the thing. It's not your net income. It's not based on
assets and things like that.
Well, not assets necessarily. Okay. Just any regular income that comes in.
Okay.
So Social Security, pension, annuities, rentals, that kind of thing. And it's the gross amount that we look at. So once we can determine that, hey, you're going to fall within the guidelines for that, Then we make sure that, you know, the home is being kept up to date. So mortgage is current, taxes are current, homeowners insurance is current. There's no lien on the home, no, you know, outstanding debt or anything like that tied to the home. Then we look at the specific work that you'd like to have done on the home, because the bank does give guidelines. There are certain projects we can do. There are certain projects we can't do. And we want to put together a project that helps the homeowner access as much of the grant money that is available to them. So currently, a homeowner can apply for up to $15,000 to put to work.
It used to be 10. They've added. They
used to be 7,500 when I first started the program back. It's been 10 years ago now. This
Amazing.
Is our 10th year. Yeah. You know, I work hard to help the homeowner put together a good project that will get as much of that money working for them as possible. The kind of the tension is it's a time sensitive program as well. So like any grant, the money is only available for a certain amount of time.
Because it runs out.
It does. It's like, I use this illustration often, it's like a springtime dam release, you know, where all the fishermen are standing on the banks waiting for the fish to come. They all got their fishing poles. When the fish come, boy, they fish and fish and fish. Yeah. And when it's fished out, you just wait till next year.
Yeah.
And so that, I do need to say this now. I already have more homeowners than I can serve this year. So even as folks, as you are listening this year and saying, oh my goodness, this would be a great program to be a part of, or for my mom or dad or something like that, I cannot service anyone else this year.
This year.
In fact, I'm doing the really rotten part of my job, which is contacting people and saying, you've been on my list and I'm not going to be able to get you in this year. Yeah. It's just become that popular.
How many people are you going to be able to serve this year?
My guess is between 22 and 25 households.
Yeah.
And I have over 50 that have contacted
applied
me for this year.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't even applied yet. Okay. They just mentioned that they're interested. So, you know, here I am saying, hey, this is a great program. Sorry you can't take advantage of it this year.
Well, but people, you know, I think this is great, though, because they get they get the information and they start learning about it, that there is a program like this. And then secondly, because it takes a while to get some of your ducks in a row.
It's a 2 to 3 month process of getting your application all
so
together.
So it might be a scenario that you would say no to them this year, but go ahead and get things, you know, lined up and be first in line for the next time.
Well,
at least get on the waiting list.
Yeah, and that's really what it is a waiting list that we do year to year. And every year that waiting list gets longer and longer. Unfortunately, our demand is beginning to outstrip the supply that we have to be able to address this. So one of the things we've talked about are, you know, what are some ways in which we can be serving our community in a similar fashion, but not necessarily doing it through a grant program, but, so we've had those conversations. I love that we're having those kinds of conversations. If nothing else, this program has heightened the need and the awareness that as a community, we can be attending to these things. So I think back 10, 11 years ago when we were first talking about it, I think it was Chris McBarnes, when he was serving as mayor, was just kind of frustrated that there were a number of homes that needed to be attended to.
Oh, yeah.
That there were no resources. And he was thinking, are we going to have to just tear these homes down?
And some had to be.
And just thinking, gosh, with just a little bit of help, we could. And so there was a paradigm shift, I think, in how we thought about getting resources to the right people. And so this is one of many ways. I think there have been other housing initiatives that have been done through the Building Services Department with the city and with healthy communities. We're really looking at that. So if anything I would like to say now, since I can't really plug the program, hey, be a part of it this year because we're saturated, it's just to say to our community, there are really good things going on.
Mm-hmm.
There are positive things happening to address the concerns that we need. And, yeah, maybe we can't address every single concern.
Right.
But, hey, this is a good thing happening in Frankfort and Clinton County.
Well, one of the things I think it also does is it brings light to a challenge or to an issue.
Yep.
And then, you know what, when people see that and they go, wow, I didn't realize that the Smiths or the Johnsons or the Joneses or mm-hmm. whatever being, you know, the Sheridans or what, I didn't realize that they had an issue like that. And I didn't realize that the need was that great. And, you know, maybe we should just roll up our sleeves and, like you said, between churches and groups that are out there, you know, service groups and other folks, surely there's opportunity to help. So my hope is that, and maybe you're listening and you're saying, you know what, I want to call Tom and say, give us some of those folks that didn't make the list. Maybe our church could come in and help them.
That would be fantastic. Because that's, you know, that's kind of my vision, that this would catch life and we could move away from, you know, what are service organizations or government or entitlement programs going to do?
Right.
And moves it to, hey, how can we just be serving one another? Because we are a community.
Right.
And, you know, it takes that willingness to roll up your sleeves, to write that check, to be able to step into someone's life. But that, you know, that's what I think this program has helped us to see. I love that our elected officials in the city and the government have been such
in the city and the county,
who have been so supportive of this, and they've been able to see and been able to experience that. Oh, yeah, this gets us kind of down into more of that person to person, life to life,
right,
rather than institution to.
Organization,
application. You know, that kind of thing.
Well, you're dealing with you know, folks that are sometimes in a very fragile time of their life, and mm-hmm. where they are they're trying to figure out a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
And this should not be something on the plate that is something that just causes them to go off the deep end. These are things that can be rectified and certainly supported. By a community and programs like this. And so hats off, you know, to you, Tom, and all of the work that you do, the city, you know, the mayor, the commissioners in the county, mm-hmm. all the folks that work behind the scenes to make this happen. And then, you know, the families that are out there trying to navigate some of these things for their loved ones that are maybe living in these homes, because I know you deal with a lot of family members trying to help them, you know.
And again, it becomes kind of that resource as you consider. And, you know, you and I are at that time of life where we're both looking at in-laws and also our children are looking at us saying, okay, what are we going to do with you in about 10 years?
Well, ours is like, you're at the edge of the cliff.
Yeah.
Should I just go ahead and push you or, you know.
No, and to be able to expand options.
Yeah.
Just creates that sense of hope, that sense of light, as you say.
That
benefits a community.
And again, from the economic, you know, development side and the economic impact, the difference that it makes is that, you know, when you look at the real estate and the homes that are available, and maybe some of these homes that have been occupied for years,
mm-hmm.
that person they decide, okay, it has gotten too big. I'm going to go ahead and leave. Or, you know, unfortunately, they're deceased. That home now no longer needs a new roof. Or that home no longer needs new windows because it was done through the program. Well, the value of that just certainly helped that family
mm-hmm.
Maybe move into another assisted living situation. And certainly it's a assessed value for our community that is higher than if we were going to have to go bring a bulldozer in and take it down.
And certainly the ultimate goal is to have someone be able to stay in their home comfortably and safely. But, that's kind of a secondary, you know. But if not, At least these things have been attended to.
Right.
And the grant allows for that. There's no buyout on the back end of it that, you know, oh, if you sell within 2 years, you're going to have to pay back part of the grant. They've done away with that.
Yeah, because I think that was part of that.
Used to be. Used to be. Yeah. But the bank, the Federal Home Loan Bank, has seen that what they're really doing and what their heart and desire is, believe it or not, to give away money to build communities, the communities that they serve. And we're served through the Farmers Bank and all the good work that they do in our community. And this is just another way in which that's being done.
Well, and you look at Frankfort, as an older community, I mean, 1830, you know, we go back to 1830, and there's homes that have been built, you know, that are still around from the 1850s and 1860s. 1870s, 1880s, and the 90s that are still around in the 1800s. Mm-hmm. Some folks are still living in those. Some have done a lot of great things and remodeled and done some beautiful things. But it's not only the age of the town. It is that, you know, we have an aging population. There's, you know, baby boomers are retiring at a rate of 10,000 a day.
Mm.
I mean, think about that, 10,000 a day. And we're no longer the largest generation. We are second now to the millennial generation. Mm-hmm. They've overtaken us in population, and I can't imagine, you know, the early millennial guys and gals are right behind us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you and I are at the tail end.
We're kind of in the fuzzy in between.
Yeah, we're the connector
generation. Whatever
we're supposed
that
to be.
Is.
We're supposed to be the
connectors.
The connectors or the bridge, and you know, I'm not too sure. And I look at that from the technology side, because in 1979, I always use this example. I'm sitting in a typing class in 1979 mm-hmm. as a junior.
Mm-hmm.
By 1980, I am in a keyboarding class. So the typewriters were being taken out and keyboarding with a Commodore 64.
Yeah.
A TR-180.
Working on a modem doing tapes.
You remember the
paper tapes for programming. Yeah.
And the big DOS, basic, big floppy disk. And
the 5 1/4 inch disk.
Oh, my. People.
Disk. What's a disk?
Yeah, what's a disk? Because now you can't even say that about a CD, because the CDs are obsolete anymore. So, all right, brother, you're doing the Lord's work. How do people get a hold of you if they want to find out more about the SHARP program?
Yeah, best way is to contact me. And again, I apologize that if you're contacting me to be a part of the program this year, I'm going to say, I'm sorry, we're not able to serve you. But always happy to talk to folks, share more information. I can be reached at 765-650-1969. The year of Woodstock, 765-650-1969. That's right. We were there. Woodstock was not. But that's another story.
For another time.
Bethel, New York.
Hey, wow. That's amazing. All right, brother. Well, thank you. You're doing the Lord's work, as I mentioned.
All right.
Appreciate
thank you.
All thank right. God bless you, man. We'll talk to you soon. Tom Jameson of the SHARP program joining us this morning. We greatly appreciate him coming in at last minute, and thank him for sharing all that great information. Give him a call regarding more information about it. If you want to get on a waiting list or talk more, find out more information, please do that. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Come back. We'll be talking to Ms. Kathy Martin coming up from Healthy Communities. It's Party Line on WILO.